frozen here on the ladder of my life. Changed you in your life. But you misread my meaning when I met you. Close the door.
Currently 8:04:34, perfect timing. If this is your first time tuning in, or your last, this is the last edition of AM in the AM. My name is Aaliyah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So, yeah, like I said, this is the final song, which is kind of, I mean, not the final song. the final show, which is kind of crazy, of my time at Tufts. I'm a senior. I'm graduating in a little over a week. A little over a week. That's insane. So this show, it's going to be a little bit reminiscent, and I don't know, I'm just going to chat about some things, chat about my time at Tufts, and listen to some meaningful songs. So the first one you heard was Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me by Elton John. Elton John, if you know me, you know I love Elton John, and he's just like so classic and transcends time. And we'll play another couple of those artists today. But this one specifically, he released it right after he was done out of rehab. And it just like speaks to so many life transitions and like leaving places. And I don't know. I also felt it was perfect for today. Yeah, hope you enjoyed that, and I will talk to you again soon.
Caroline, you don't have to lose your mind. Just be sure that you're on time to your next two appointments. Caroline, amber hair and big blue eyes. Locks herself behind the light and spins her favorite records. Cause she's got some dreams in her heart. She just needs somewhere to start. I don't wanna be the one to tell you. You don't need to be the last to know. Got big dreams and an attitude. Everything you need, what you need to do is go. Just go.
Can you hear me? I just need to know. Gonna take you far. Pick up your guitar and tell me why you're so frustrated.
Hello. Oh my goodness. Awful transition. Sorry. I got like really distracted. Okay. So, I have some things to say about these songs. First, you heard Caroline by Preston Moroney. And Caroline is... This song is sort of like the epitome of just like growing up. And I don't know. Yeah. You're going to be just fine. I like that lyric. I love Briston's indie rock style, and you really need to listen to him more if you don't already. I guess that'll be also the last couple things I'm leaving you with. You know, listen to these artists a little more. Expand your palette if you have not listened to them already. If you have, I hope I'm picking good ones. Then you heard Burning by Maggie Rogers. This song, it just like spoke to me recently. I don't know. It's from a while ago. I don't really know. I can check probably. But I don't know. It's a song about, I sort of like in this moment of my life took it as like relying on my friends, just living and experiencing so deeply that you feel like you're burning, feeling all your emotions, etc. I particularly like the lyric, that says, I'm gonna keep this love if you let me. I just think that's beautiful. Yeah. And then you heard Better in the Dark by Jordana and TV Girl. And Jordana and... Okay, well, Jordana, I saw open once. Didn't really ever listen to her music a ton, but I love TV Girl, and the two of them released a whole album together. And I just love it. I love TV Girl. I love just, like... I really like the parts of the songs where you can hear, like, the crackling. I don't know how... I mean, obviously, they do that somehow, and they do it on purpose, but it's just, like, so cool. And I just love TV Girl's style. I think they use a lot of cool tactics. I really don't know a lot of the instruments that they're using, to be honest, but I think it's a guitar. It's just amazing. Okay, and... I'm gonna leave you with a couple of more hard-hitting, just sweet songs. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, the next, you're gonna be listening to The Grants by Lana Del Rey. Enjoy.
1, 2, ready.
I'm gonna take mine with you and me.
Mine. Say it again. Mine of you with me. Thank you. One more time. 1, 2, ready.
I'm gonna take mine of you with me. I'm gonna take mine of you with me. I'm gonna take mine of you with me. Like Rocky Mountain High, the way John Denver sings.
So you say there's a chance for us. Should I do a dance for once? Your family may, but
changed, some forever, not for better. think about them.
Emotional. Okay. First, I played in that little section The Grants by Lana Del Rey. And that song she wrote for her family. And yeah, that song is just that song is beautiful. The first time I heard it, I don't know, like the first part where they're saying like, 1, 2, ready? I don't know. I just thought that was a fun way to come in. I don't know. I think it's just like so sweet. And just like the crux of the song when she's like talking about how, like, she's seeing her sister's firstborn child and her grandmother's last smile. It's just gorgeous. And she says, when you leave, all you take is your memory. And yeah. Woo! Okay, that was a lot. Gorgeous, but a lot. And Lana Del Rey does that perfectly. She's incredible at doing that. Then I played for you a Beatles song. And this, as I was saying before, is another artist who just transcends time. I played In My Life off of Rubber Soul. And my friend Emily mentioned the song the other day. And I've just now been listening to it on repeat. Just, I don't know. I think the song itself is beautiful. And I just, the lyrics are really speaking to me from a lot of songs now. But though I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before I know, I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. And yeah, that's sort of what I'm doing right now. LOL. No, but seriously, I feel like I'm taking a lot more time stopping and just like thinking and being grateful and everything. And then you heard Big Star by Lorde, which is probably one of my favorites. She actually wrote it about her dog who had died, and it's just incredible. I don't know. I just, like, it's very emotional, and I love the parts where it's like, I want to take your picture, you're a big star. I really am relating to a lot of songs now, like I said. But I do feel like I'm taking, like, more photos now, really. And just, like, trying to remember the little things. Like, the other day I took a photo of my living room. Just, like, the place where me and all my friends, we hang out all the time. I've been taking a lot of pictures of the studio today, just to remember what it's like. And it's, like, a weird moment to know, like, that this is, like, the last couple of times I'm going to be in these places and, you know, having a lot of lasts, and it's nice to, like, take pictures of stuff, and remember it. And speaking of lasts, I have our PSA for today. It is about the SMFA exhibitions, and SMFA is the School of Museum of the Fine Arts. And I have a very, okay, I'm just going to read it. Attention radio listeners, art lovers, critics, haters, fans, friends, freaks, delinquents, degenerates, sellouts, and future sellouts. That hard hitting. The community is invited to the School of the Museum of Fine Arts Senior Thesis Show for the record on view in the SMFA Grossman Gallery and Anderson Auditorium from May 9th to May 21st, and the Capstone Cohort Show, Heat Rises, opening May 17th to May 26th in the SMFA Third Floor Studios. Both exhibitions, along with the student end-of-the-year show, will be celebrated at a reception in the SMFA atrium on May 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. For more information and artist details, visit at SeniorThesis2023 and at SeniorCapstone2023 on Instagram or smfa.tufts.edu. Come out, support students and artists, and keep it free for them. This has been a public service message on behalf of the SMFA Capstone cohort from WMFO, Tufts' most creative educational radio. I actually have a friend who has a senior thesis show on, it's going to be, oh, is today opening day? Yes, today's opening day, and it's going to be on display, and it's super cool, and you should check it out. Support your local artists, people. But, okay, woo, we just had a moment, and I feel like I talked a lot about those songs, so I am going to continue playing songs and stop blabbering, so enjoy.
Fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long. For me,
There's a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
Money, money, money. no hablará de mí, ni hablará de esto. Lo que él quiere de ti, yo no se lo negaría. Si esto no me ha partido, ya no me partiré nunca. Si puedo soportar lo que siento, porque me estoy cayendo. You stood me up, you laid me down. You know too much, I can't be proud. I still really, really love you, yes I do. When I still really, really love you, like I do. If you won't, I will. If you can't, then I will. Is it love to keep it from you?
To say, as usual. First I played Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, And this one, I just have an incredible amount of memories attached to. First, my dad actually introduced me to them. He would play Teach Your Children by them a lot, and that song just makes me think of him. Shout out, Dad, if you're listening. But I played Our House, and that song I had started listening to because he introduced me to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, but there's this lodge that Tufts has, or the Tufts Mountain Club, rather, up in New Hampshire, and freshman year, I went up to the lodge, and they played this song, like, live. A bunch of people brought their instruments that they played, and they played this song, like, in the large living room area, and all of us were just, like, sitting around listening, and it was incredible. One of the first times at Tufts that I was like, wow, I'm gonna love it here. So yeah, I have a lot of memories tethered to that song that have to do with, like, New Hampshire and sort of the area around the lodge, and it's quite the beautiful song. And then I played Wolfpack, Wait for the Moment. This is also a throwback. Love Wolfpack. My friend Emily introduced me to them. And yeah, also very strong core memories of my first year at Tufts. So sort of doing a little full circle moment, one might say. But yeah, Wolfpack is amazing. And actually, I introduced Wolfpack to my dad, so that was a little cute. Two songs in a row, but reciprocal introducing moments. And now he loves them. But after that, I played Frank Ocean song. I played Kyendo, and this was released in 2020. It was just two songs that were released at the same time. Side A and Side B. And this song is just incredible. You can really hear the depth of his voice, and yeah, it's really good. And the lyrics really spoke to me too. A lot of it is in Spanish, but he's saying, if I can stand what I feel, why am I falling? In one of the parts. And that just sort of speaks to me in the way that, like, he's trying to accept some fact and he can't process it. And I am feeling that right now. And I don't know. It just talks about resilience and love, despite some hard things, which don't exactly have to do with my situation personally, but I hope that others can listen to it and feel the same, or feel some type of way. But yeah, this one is really good. And then I played, what did I play next? I played Rosalía. I played Que Se Muere, Que Se Muere. And Rosalía, actually, I didn't listen to her much before she performed at Coachella. And this Coachella, they did a fun thing. I don't know if you were paying attention, everyone, but they live streamed a lot of the performances. And I watched her live stream performance, and I'd never really listened to her music. She had one super viral song on TikTok. But other than that, I hadn't really ever listened to it. But yeah, this one is just incredible. Her vocal range in this song is crazy. She just has a really insane amount of control over her voice. She says, that dies, my heart. And it is said, that dies. Yeah, so felt right now, honestly. But you really should give Rosalía another listen, even if you just found her on TikTok. She's really incredible, and her voice is crazy. And I don't know if you can still listen to, like, the live streams. Probably not, because they're live streams. I don't know if they record it, but the Coachella performances, you can definitely find them somewhere. She had an insane set that you should check out. And I'm going to play probably a couple more songs. Say bye for the final time, and leave you on your merry way.
but your beard someday might be. And she woke up in a cold sweat on the floor, next to a fairy portrait drawn when you were four, and beside a jar of 2 cent coins that I'll no good no more. She lay aside. Back to the home you made on the mountainside, with that ugly, terrible thing that's paid this far to watch a lonely ring, a lonely ring. Sit on your porch and pluck your strings. Oh, and you'll find somebody you can play. And you'll follow the creek that runs out into the sea. And you'll find the peace of the Lord.
This is Aaliyah. You're listening to AM in the AM on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. This is my final goodbye, and I just want to thank WMFO and all of my loyal listeners. Shout out to my uncle who listens almost every week, and my parents that listen very, very frequently. My mom, who's going to listen to this in an hour, and all of my friends who told me to do WMFO, and it's just been an incredible experience and so very thankful. So last time signing off, and enjoy the last song. It'll hopefully be a little bit more happy than some of the other ones I've played today. But yeah, have a good day. Enjoy this beautiful day if you're in Medford. And yeah, thank you.
Happy.